sooner or later, somebody's going to blab it on WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, and Rochelle, you there?
How are you?
Ro, what's up?
Thanks for all the nice words. That was very kind.
What's up, Ro? And by the way, happy anniversary, Ro.
Oh, thank you so much. So I want to respond to the original question that you asked, Roy.
Go ahead, Ro.
The government is just... is becoming tyrannical. I mean, the judge for the Trump trial is an appointee of Obama. She worked in a law firm with Hunter Biden. It's in a district that is anti-Trump, and the Trump team asked her to recuse herself, and she refused at the same time, putting a gag around Trump's mouth because now they want to control what he's saying on his own social media platform. They're saying he can't say anything because it might hurt the trial. Where are the constitutionalists fighting for his freedom of speech? This is all about the words that he has said. None of this is criminal. It's just his language. And I don't understand how nobody's doing anything even for all of America, because if it's happening to him, imagine what they can do to us that have no power and not the money that he has.
Oh, great points.
This is what the left doesn't think about. They think that their base, no matter how corrupt they are, is never going to come after them. These people don't care about anybody. Their own supporters. They don't care. Okay? Look what you just said. It's not even criminal. Neither is Russian collusion, which never happened, but they spent millions upon millions on this, on these trumped up charges, and it lasted for 3 years. And what did they finally prove? Zero. But it's not even a criminal charge.
And what's criminal is that they used our money on charges they knew were false.
Exactly.
Aside from all the other crimes that they've committed.
Exactly. It's the same thing with this Hunter Biden, bro. This guy gets a slap on the wrist. I mean, come on. Let's say the truth. And then in his statements, if you remember way back when he says, well, the big man's got to get a cut. That's when he was partners with Obama. When Obama was president, he was vice. That tells you right there, Obama and Biden, the father, had to get a cut of the share. So it was on record. This is not me talking. This was on record that was said.
Well, you heard Biden's own words. It's on video.
Yeah.
He says, you want $1 billion? Fire the special prosecutor. That's a quid pro quo. There's no better example of it.
And let's say the truth, guys, here. The guy gets arrested. He gets arrested. He's doing crack or whatever like that. But he has a gun on him. Now, a normal guy goes down and has a gun on him. He's going to get a year in jail automatically. This guy's a known crack addict. Lied on his license for the thing. That's a federal offense right there. He gets a slap on the wrist here. It's not right. It's not right at all.
Yeah, he laughs in our faces about it.
Exactly.
My comments that he's going to get away with it. And he has his friend just testified. And there's even more proof. I don't know if it's video proof or written proof. I can't remember. But that's why I'm involved in a group called Convention of States, and it's a grassroots movement, and it's to invoke the Article 5 of the Constitution. The states need to take their power back from the federal government. It's gotten way too big.
Wow.
And the way we do that is by calling a convention and putting term limits, fiscal restraints, and government overreach. All of this has to come to a halt. These guys can't be in office till they're 80 years old.
That's a true point.
Article 5 of the Constitution gave the people the power to the states the power to amend the Constitution. And I believe what we need, 38 states, Ro, or 37?
We need 38 to ratify, 33 to bring it to convention.
Right. And we're up to what, like 19 or 20 states right now?
19. Yeah, so, I mean, if your audience is listening, just look it up, Convention of States.
Thank you,
Ro. If you like what it says, sign the petition and, you know, even get involved if you want. It seems to me the only way, because the government is never going to take any of its power away from itself, even the Republicans. I mean, we have some young Republicans that are fighting, and we do have some small victories that have been happening. They're never in a large group going to ever say, okay, let's give some of our power and money away.
Well, you know what gets me, Ro? I expect this corruption at these highest levels. What I don't get is how a single supporter of the Democrat Party can go along with this. I mean, where are this, is their self-respect? How do you know in your heart that people like Hillary did all these evil things, lied through her teeth about Benghazi, about arriving under fire I forget what city she said she was in, about getting rid of 33,000 emails, bleach bidding, illegal service, and people are not offended at that because they support her. How do you reckon with yourself that? I don't see the hypocrisy.
Or they'll say something like, well, I don't like either one, so I'm not voting.
Yeah.
But look at the country when Trump was in office. Even if you don't like his mouth, like your other caller said, he's a New Yorker. That's just the way he talks. That's the way we talk. Maybe it's not as offensive to us because we're used to that kind of language. And maybe it's not presidential. But it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, our country was in amazing shape that it hasn't been in decades. And people aren't happy with that.
Well, before he was in office, Ro, it was $1.82 a gallon of gas. Now you're paying close to $5 a gallon.
Inflation is the highest it's been in 30 years. It's insane. And people want more of this?
A loaf of bread and a gallon of milk cost you $20. My mother fed four kids on 225th Street in White Plains Road for $20 a week.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
All right, Ro, thank you.
All right, thank you for listening, and you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Ro.
Thanks, Ro.
All right, let's get to Chris. Chris, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Ro?
How you doing, Chris?
I got my helmet on.
You got your helmet on. Go ahead. Hey, we got another Bronx boy in here, too. Roy, another guy.
I was just going to say, I have one thing in common with your guests. Growing up in the streets of the Bronx, but we're on the other side of the street. You know? I've been a never Trumper since he ran for office, okay? I hope your guest would admit that he's a forever Trumper.
Absolutely. He's the best president the country has ever had. Why would I not be?
I thought you were going to take the fifth.
No. Why? He's the best president the country's ever had.
Okay. All right. That's certainly you're entitled to that opinion. But let me. You know, there's so many things that you come, but let me start off. What was not great about America when he called MAGA, like when he ran for office, okay? Make America great again. What wasn't great about America?
Are you serious? Do you have about 6 hours? Because I can name a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't great.
Here's what I want to put in that, Chris. And you know me. I say, when he said make America great, Chris, is it like when we were kids? And the Bronx there. You think it's like when I was playing stickball on Barnes Avenue? You got two sewer cap home run. Do you remember those days, Chris? You grew up in the Bronx too. You remember? I remember playing handball courts at PS21 when I went to school there. You know, it's a different thing. That's all he was saying.
That's the past. Okay, that's never going to come back.
But the past was great, though. We all were living. My mother fed four kids on $20.
I understand that. But we can't live in the past. I'll be honest with you. And I think people in our generation should allow the younger generation to make decisions about our country.
Chris, excuse me, Chris. The younger generation doesn't know what a woman is. Why would I want them making decisions?
Well, you know, all right, what would you do with the younger generation? What are you suggesting that you would do?
Well, you have to get all these liberal teachers. 95% of the teachers in colleges are liberals. It's not fair. They're only getting one side of the story. You ask, Chris, you got to let me answer, Chris. I let you talk, you got to let me talk. Okay? You asked, what was there to make great again? What was there to make grand? Did you ever hear a guy named Obama? You remember the Iran deal where he gave our enemies nuclear weapons? Do you think that's a good thing for America?
That was a multinational deal. It wasn't just a deal between our country and Iran. That was a multinational deal.
The Iran deal freed up $150 billion of Iranian money, okay, which is over $1 trillion in their money. They can buy all the weapons they want. Plus, we gave them, okay, we gave them five America-hating traitors for one American deserter. Okay?
What about
you think these are good deals?
What about the airstrip in Afghanistan? We left millions of dollars of military equipment.
You know what the idea of the Iran agreement was, to control the spread of nuclear weapons, especially in the Middle East.
Chris.
That was the intent of it.
Chris, I heard a rumor. I was listening one time. I believe you said something about Trump should be arrested for insurrection. Okay.
No, I never said that.
But a lot of people are after him right now for insurrection, when the man clearly said, I was there, let's make our way over to the Capitol where we will peacefully and patriotically make our voices heard. Where is insurrection in that?
All right, Chris, thank you for the phone call. That's the music. We gotta get going. We're going to go to break. And, you know, anytime when you have a group of people, because I was a union guy, and I always held union meetings, and we held them. There's always something that's going to happen. A guy pushes one guy, then before you know, becomes a fight. So when you have a mass group of people like that, some things happen. Trump did not put this together for them to riot. But when you have other groups rioting in the street and throwing firebombs and firebomb police cars, nobody says nothing about that.
Well, if you look outside...
This is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460. For Premium Point, Scarsdale, and Purchase.
1460 WVOX.
All right, before we get to Vince, I want to ask Roy a question. Roy, why are the Democrats so fear Trump so much? Why? What is the big fear they have in him?
Oh, my God. Well, he accomplished so much. You got to remember what happened. Trump fixed everything. As soon as he took office, the missiles stopped flying out of North Korea. ISIS and MS-13 were put on ice. Gasoline was under $2 a gallon. Inflation wasn't even an issue. Unemployment reached the lowest levels in history for blacks, for Hispanics, and for women. We finally got the embassy in the capital moved to Jerusalem in Israel. The prison reform bill was signed. The wall on the southern border was being built. We were taken out of the TPP and the Paris Accords, which was costing us billions of dollars for nothing. For the first time in 81 years, America was a net provider of energy. The things that he accomplished was incredible.
Very good. All right, let's go to Vince. Vince, you there?
Yeah, I am. How you doing, Will?
All right.
I'm enjoying your guest. One of the things you touched on earlier about the Republican Party and why can't it get its act together and a few other things. Now, you're from the Bronx, I understand. I apologize. I don't remember your name. I apologize.
Roy.
Thank you, Roy. But here's the thing. I've been following with some interest up here in New Rochelle and Westchester County that the leader of the Westchester County Conservative Party has a problem with Mr. Astorino, some issues a little while ago. And as a result, the Conservative Party is not endorsing Republicans up here in Westchester. Now, are these guys nuts? Are they nuts? Now, I don't know what the Conservative Party is doing down in the Bronx, but you got a Senator Fernandez representing you, and represents me as well, and Lou, you too.
Yes.
Now, is the Republican Party or the Conservative Party running anybody against her?
Not to my knowledge, but...
Well, it's crazy. But look, I'm one of the... I worked on Jim Buckley's 1970 senatorial campaign. I mean, James Buckley, his brother.
Uh-huh.
And I go way back with the Conservative Party here in New York. But the fact of the matter is, petty stupidity is what's costing Republican elections.
I agree with
so
you.
I don't know, what your involvement may or may not be with the innards of the Conservative Party in the Bronx or any place. But the fact of the matter is, even with the entire media, academia, every attorney general,
Hollywood,
and suing Trump from here to Juneau, Alaska, and back, he's facing 73 felony charges from three jurisdictions, maybe more. He's in a virtual tie with Biden
now. You know what, Vince? I want to put my two cents in here. Hold on for a second, Roy. Is that the problem here is Republican Party eats their own. I'll say the truth. That's the way I feel. The Democratic Party is more well-oiled. They stick together. They can disagree.
Absolutely.
They can disagree with themselves. They disagree. But in public, you think they're all schmoozing together. Yeah. But that's the problem with the Democrats and the Republicans in this area. And that's the thing that everybody should check their ego at the door and work together instead of dividing people.
I agree with you, Law. That's part of the problem. The part of the problem is that they stick together because they lack morality. It doesn't matter how corrupt they are, what they did. They can watch a video of Obama throwing Mother Teresa down a flight of steps, and they're still going to support him. Republicans are not that way. Okay,
that's 100% correct.
Vince, the problem with Republicans is they hear something and they don't think about it. Like they hear Trump is unelectable. Do you not remember just 3 years ago he got 76 million votes? That's more votes than any sitting president in American history. He's the only president. They had car parades, boat parades every weekend, flags, Trump flags everywhere.
And as a result of his winning, the Democrats found a nice way to totally flip our elections on their head. Now we elect presidents with pieces of paper. You don't got to show up.
Sure. And this is why, listen, voting in the mail is so ridiculous when you have the Postmaster General telling us, do not send money in the mail. It's not safe. If money is not safe, then our votes aren't safe.
That's right.
But you hit it on the head. The Democrats play the game smarter. But if you have any friends in a conservative party anywhere in Westchester, tell them to stop being stupid idiots. Okay? Tell them to stop being and put down their grudges, and let's try to elect some people. Because right now, you have Republicans, Democrats, and you got conservative candidates on the ballot.
All right, Vince, that's good.
How stupid is this? Okay, guys.
I agree, Vince, 100%.
All right, Linda, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Oh, that's my big sister.
Oh.
I didn't know you even knew I was on.
Yeah, Ro told me. Listen, Roy, I've got a lot to say that I never hear said on TV. I'm yelling at the TV every day. First of all, half the Republicans are rhinos. They are Democrats faking being Republicans. That's one way they figured out. We'll say we're Republicans, we'll get in, and then when we need to, we'll vote with the Democrats when they need us to. That's number one. Number two, I've never heard anybody yet say that they are traitors to this country. Biden and all of them are traitors. They're traitors to America, they're traitors to Americans. And what is the idea of him telling everybody we have to buy electric? Everything is climate.
Crazy. Well, guess what? That's crazy. No more gas stoves.
The other side doesn't know because they don't hear all the bad things that they've done, that the Bidens have done. What if they were truly into climate change, they would be using our clean oil Everything we have is cleaner than any other country in the world. Mm-hmm. But what? He's buying from countries that are so filthy. So we're using filthy oil from these other countries that we're polluting the air with the oil he's buying. Instead of fighting, putting ours back in play. Use our own.
All right, Linda.
Great point.
Thank you.
Absolutely great.
And Linda, you want the 16 too?
Say it again?
You want the PS-16 too?
I can't hear you.
What school did you go to? You and Lou know all the same people, the Curciellos, the DiMatteos.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I know them all.
Yeah, I hung around with Alan Grisby, Billy Swanson, all the good guys.
Oh, yes, Billy Swanson.
Billy Swanson used to chase my sister and try and kiss her.
I hung
out with all the good guys.
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks, Linda. 14.